Hey, EduMatch family, and welcome to another EduLaunch that we have through EduMatch Publishing. I am here with two of my favorite people in the world, and Caitlin and Dr. Dave. Do I have to call you Dr. Dave?
Like, can you I just do, call yes. you Dave? No, you need to call me Dr. Dave. Caitlin, I'm just Dave, okay?
Okay, got it.
So I'm here with Dr. Dave and Caitlin to discuss their new EduLaunch of Poking the Bear, which is a super interesting book that I'm excited to share with you, share with everyone. So if you guys want to just start us out and introduce yourself to, you know, I'm sure Caitlin, lots of people know you from your involvement with Teach Better and all the things. I don't know if anybody actually knows Dave, but we can get to that. And so Caitlin, why don't you start us out?
Awesome. Well, I am Caitlin Giordano. I am a sixth grade middle school English and social studies teacher in the Chicago suburbs of Illinois. I've done a lot of work with Teach Better, a lot of blogging. I started out editing blogs with them and then kind of made my way into writing and doing some content creation. And I've since kind of taken a step back from that role to really focus on curriculum design in my district. So we've been reworking our English curriculum for the past couple of years to really include a lot more timely and exciting resources. And it's been a really cool journey to get to be in a more leadership role in my district.
Very cool. That's awesome. Dave, how about you?
Yeah, number one, I am a groupie of both of you. That's kind of what I do in education. I just latch myself onto cool people and follow them around and pop up on social media with them or write books with them. So I am Dave Schmidto. In my time as an educator, I've literally done all the things from classroom teacher to building administration, central office administration, superintendent, college professor, kind of all the things in all the places. I spent a lot of time in Michigan. Now I live in Florida. Some people say that means I've got a lot of experience. I've done a lot. I've got a lot to draw on. I just say I'm really good at pissing people off. So I constantly have to move around, which is what brought us to this project. It's an opportunity for us to take some of those moments where we kind of stir the pot a little bit and bring them to others, to allow them to be part of the conversation with us. So super excited about this.
Yeah, and that's true. I can actually vouch for that. It's probably for anybody who doesn't know us well, I know Dave very well, and we've known each other for years, and so we go back and forth. But both of these people are legitimately two of my favorite people, sweetest, kindest people on earth, even when they do try to piss people off. So we're going to talk a little bit about their book that tries to do that. And so why don't you guys give us a little bit of the background of Poking the Bear and what the inspiration for that book was?
Okay, so I want to tell like my version of things because I think it's more accurate than Dave's, just to say this. So Dave and I like bonded over social media at first because both of us kind of put things out there that I guess you would call now like an unpopular opinion about things, just because we both have this real passion for pushing people and pushing systems so that they get better. And so we ended up connecting on social media that way and just being like, hey, like, I think you're really cool and I like what you're doing. To be totally honest, I was like, oh my God, this guy is like way cool. He's published books and like presents at all these places. So I'm like following him, and then he sent me a message and we just kind of started chatting from there. And then eventually we got to the point where we were both working at Teach Better at the same time. So we got to interact a lot more. And I get a text from Dave that's just a video of him going, so I think I have an idea for a book we should write together. And it's all about making people mad. And I was like, I want to write a book with you. So yeah, let's do that.
So my version is a little bit different. No, I mean, no, I think you've got the facts down, right? But you know, the origin story for me even goes beyond that. I'll go back like 2001. I was a classroom teacher and I showed up one day after my birthday, and behind my desk, a couple of my students had bought me a cardboard cutout of George W. Bush. And they said, we know that you love George W. So we wanted you to have a life-sized George W. I was like, that's interesting. The next day I show up and other kids brought me a life-size cutout of Bill Clinton. And the kid said, well, those other kids didn't know what they were talking about. We know that you're a fan of Bill Clinton, so we wanted you to have a cardboard of Bill Clinton too. And I was like, okay, this tells me I'm doing things the right way. because kids don't necessarily know where I stand, and they're engaging in this conversation. That's what I'm all about. And since then, truly, that's been kind of what I've tried to do in education, is just try to get people to think for themselves and not necessarily copy what I say or what Caitlin says or what anybody else says. And so the origin behind this book in my mind, number one, yeah, it was a ploy just to be able to write something with Caitlin. But I think that's what Caitlin's all about too, is we don't want people to rinse and repeat or just follow what we say because we say it. We want people to be able to engage in some sort of conversation about the things that matter most. And all the things that we put out on social media, that's what we're trying to do. We're okay if people push back and debate with us and say that you're a bunch of idiots or you're wrong, as long as they can back it up. We don't want rinse and repeat educators anymore. We want people that are willing to stand up and think for themselves. So we decided to sit down and say, what are some of the topics that we want people to engage in? What are some of the things that we want people to discuss? And let's put our thoughts out there and let people rip us apart if that starts the conversation.
Yeah, I think
That's awesome. And I love that. And Caitlin, just so you know, when I first heard about the book, Dave said it was all your idea. So like, it's either going to be that you take all the credit or the fall, one of the two, because he's not taking responsibility for that idea. I'm just going to put that out there.
I will definitely take all of the credit and absolutely none of the blame.
I think that's a good plan. So next question up would be, why was writing Poking the Bear important to you? And you guys have given us a little bit of that information, but Poking the Bear, I think is, it's a very specific kind of book meant to do more than just push boundaries. Like I always call it when I put something out there, I'm kind of infamous for my unpopular opinion as well, I believe. So like, it gives, anytime you can give somebody a little rumble in their heart, is usually what I call it, where they're like, hang on a second, you know, I don't know if I believe in this. I think that it's a growth opportunity. So, and that's really what Poking the Bear does. Like it puts things out there and says, hey, think about this. This is what usually happens. But this is kind of how we believe it should be. And then gives really practical solutions for what that could look like, right? Like that's kind of Poking the Bear in a nutshell. So why was writing that kind of book just really important to make sure that it's out there in the stratosphere with educators so that they have access to that?
So I think in going into this project, we both knew that we wanted to do something like different. We didn't want it to be like that PD book that is great and like helps you with all of these different classroom strategies. We wanted it to be a little bit more about the bigger picture, but not so philosophical that it wasn't like useful or applicable.
So I'll jump in. There's a dramatic pause just waiting for me, right? But Caitlin was on the right track there. It's, we wanted this to be focused on ideas, but tactical and practical as well. And for me, the reason this was so important, when Caitlin and I first got to that point where we were exchanging videos and messages back and forth, we got to the place where we did a project together where we did a series, a live series called Focus on the Focus. And in that conversation, we were teaching educators about grading and assessment and how to prioritize things in the classroom. And she and I realized that we agree on a lot of things, but there are some things that we are strongly opposed on, that we completely disagree. And we were able to actually agree to disagree. And that's something that is so rare in education these days. We feel like everybody's supposed to do things the same way on the same day. We have, excuse my language here, but we have bastardized the word fidelity to mean fall in line and follow the script. And we wanted to engage teachers and let teachers realize that they have a voice, allow administrators to realize they have a voice. My perspective is different than her perspective. She's a classroom teacher. I left the classroom years ago and was going through my administrative roles at the time. And now I've even left that. So we have different perspectives. And as such, we have different voices. And we wanted people to be able to hear our voices to hopefully amplify their voices. So that's the goal behind it. It's truly to lift up and amplify educators, but at the same time, empower them to recognize that the way that education is being done systemically and down in their actual classrooms can be different. And it can change if they want it to.
Sorry about that. My wife.
That's okay. It happens. Did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah. So I think the cool part for me when I realized like that we were doing something really different and really that would answer. That people are so engaged in all the time because they're controversial. And being able to really kind of responses to that was probably one of the most valuable experiences for me as an educator and as someone involved in the education space. So the idea that we were going to be able to help other people engage in that same kind of thought process and that same kind of conversation just became so valuable and so important to me because I grew so much from that process in writing it that I could see it really changing the way that other people do things in their classrooms and in their district.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And anytime that we can support educators in remembering that they have a voice, especially in times where it feels like there's such a loss of autonomy in what you can do in education and the amount, everything from the, you know, risks that you can take to the amount of power you just have in a district. Anytime that we can hand that back to teachers, I think it's really important. So we've talked a little bit about this, but who is the audience really for Poking the Bear? Like, who's your target audience?
I'll just say yes. Right. And that was, it was something that was, that we were trying to be strategic about with this specific opportunity. You know, there are a lot of people in education who say, I would change things if I could. And then we tend to point the finger up and point the finger down. But we forget the fact that in education, everybody is a middle manager. Everybody has somebody that they answer to. And everybody has, I don't want to say control, but I'll say control for the sake of this conversation, over the decisions and the space that they're responsible for. So we were very strategic to make sure that the things that we were talking about, the things that we were putting pen and paper to write about, were things that anybody in any role can not only think about, but can actually do something about. Whether you're a classroom teacher, a building administrator, a central office administrator, a board member, a college professor, a parent, a community member that just wants to see some things change differently, or those people that say, I think everything is spot on correct and we just need to continue with the status quo. Hopefully you'll read this and feel affirmed to stand behind your beliefs and back them up as well. So that's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, like people who, so control is a really, is like a word that can be pushed back on quite a bit in education, right? Like, I think the difference being like, you may not have control, but you may have influence. So you might not be the ultimate decision maker, but banded together, teachers have a huge amount of influence that they don't often lean into and voice and use that influence. So while they might not have that control over the final decision, they do have influence over the information people get in order to make that. And I think that that's really important as well. And so I love that. And then we're gonna like try and see if Caitlin can pop back on here. She's having some Wi-Fi issues, and so we apologize for that because we love to see her beautiful face and hear her voice. But just to kind of wrap us up here, what other resources do you have for readers, and where can they find you?
So here's, I'm gonna give you an ironic answer to both of these. So for both Caitlin and I think the best place to connect with us is on social media, because from there we can engage in conversations. We can have we can be engaged in private conversations in the DM, or we can have conversations with the masses. And I say that's an ironic statement because oftentimes that is where educators are living these days, is in social media, which at times creates this bubble around us where we begin to believe that everybody thinks just like us, because the algorithms are set up so that we don't ever want to leave social media. We're fed the belief that every single person in the universe thinks the same way that I do. So I don't ever need to hear something different, or I don't ever need to be confronted with a different reality. And so connect with us on social media, but then go and see some of the people that we follow, see some of the people that we connect with, engage in those conversations, and just branch your horizons out and try to learn some different approaches and some different perspectives from different people right now.
Yeah. And follow the people that you don't necessarily agree with.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. That's such an important part of social media. Like you need the people who are, you need the people who support you, no matter what. You need the people who support you and who push back. And then you need the people who push back. You need all of those. And it's in some ways, it reminds me a little bit of like, if you ever took debate in high school, and they tell you to know your perspective, they tell you to know your answer, right? But the other thing they tell you is they tell you to know the opposite. What is the counter argument going to be against you? They tell you to know both sides. And it's so important because both sides have facts.
Yeah.
It's not just opinions.
Both you're 100% facts, right. So. Yeah. And that kind of leads to just a quick preview of the book here as we're wrapping up. You know, when people read this book, I just want to warn them. This isn't something you're going to go sit on the beach and read cover to cover and feel like you're getting a bunch of new ideas that you're going to be able to take back. It's written in a way where you read somebody's thoughts or opinions, then you write your own thoughts and opinions. You read somebody else's thoughts and opinions, you write, and then you are challenged to go back and lean into the people that you work with and have the same conversation with them, write down their opinions and share your opinions with them. So it's really all about engaging in the conversations. We're not trying to change people's beliefs. We understand that reflection is super hard. And sometimes the easiest way to reflect is to start off by evaluating somebody else. So evaluate us so that you can start reflecting and then lean into the conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And having read the book myself, I feel like there were some chapters I read that I was like, yep, I agree with all of that. I'm good. And then I would get to another chapter and I was like, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. And then, but I think the important part of that process of not agreeing is actually stopping reading the book and taking time to process through what my thoughts were on that. And did the book change my thinking? If yes or no, why or why not? So like, what, you know, what is it that I believe so wholeheartedly that it was against what you were saying? Because really what this reminds me a little bit of is understanding who you are as an educator, like understanding your identity and what you like, the different versions of education you identify with. And if something is really pushing against that educator identity, it's always important to ask why and what core belief that kind of argues with or where that's not sitting well. So for that reason, it definitely is a book that you're going to have to take some processing time. You're not going to sit down and read it in a few days. It's going to take some time to process through some of the thoughts in that book for sure.
Yeah. And even better, buy them in bulk for all of your teammates, right? Have everybody sit around to read them together. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so we have, Caitlin, again, unfortunately, she's having some Wi-Fi issues, but please do look up Caitlin as well. She is obviously the other author of the book, and we want to make sure that we celebrate her too for the launch that is today. And so then just to sort of wrap up, you know, thank you so much, Dave, for being here. Caitlin, we miss you. Thank you for being here, for the time that you could make it as well. And for any kind of a discount on bulk orders, please contact Dr. Sarah Thomas at edumatchers.org. We give a discount on only 10 books. Like, that's not even that many. And so if you buy 10 books over 10 books or more, we give a discount on those bulk orders, and you can contact Sarah for that. You can find all of our books, including other books Dave has written, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and www.edumatchpublishing.com. And so again, thank you, Dave, for being here. Congratulations on your launch. And to the rest of the EduMatch family, we hope you are well and having an amazing beginning to your school year.